Hello, everybody. Please allow myself to introduce myself. I'm your host, Captain Marvelous, and welcome to the 106th episode of I'm Batman, the podcast, the show where I chronologically review each episode of the 1992 Batman the Animated Series. Let's dance the dance. They dance in France. Let's get to it. This week's episode is titled Chemistry, original air date October 24th, 1998. We start at the Vreeland estate, and there's wedding bells a-ringing. Veronica Vreeland is having a wedding. She's the rich, snobby friend, sometimes girlfriend of Bruce Wayne. If you remember her, she's the one that played the Penguin. She got kidnapped by Harley Quinn. She's been in a few episodes. Anyways, so she's getting married for the fourth time, according to her. She's tossing the bouquet, and it's caught by a blonde, green-eyed woman we have never seen before. So the wedding photographer asks her if he can take a picture of her with the man who caught the garter. And of course, the man is Bruce Wayne. The woman introduces herself, and her name is Susan McGuire. Oh, thank God. Every frickin' movie or podcast or TV show or whatever, the woman is always named Sarah. Jesus, just get that name out of here already. Anyways, they post for pictures, and they seem to have chemistry together.
Move in a little closer, please. And sir, could you hold that garter just a little bit higher?
I hate these things.
Me too. And with pantyhose, who needs them anymore?
I meant these big formal affairs.
I knew what you meant. I was just trying to make you laugh. You seem so grim.
I've heard that said before.
Veronica walks over and introduces her husband, Michael. He's a regular-looking dude with green eyes. I mean, there's really nothing spectacular about him. Veronica says that she would have introduced them earlier, but everything was so sudden since she's only known Michael for 2 weeks. But the chemistry was there. So Babs and Tim Drake are also at the party. Alfred arrives and he picks up Tim. Tim is desperate to leave, but Bruce is dancing with the woman. We're out with Batman on patrol, but he's all stupid. Like, seriously, he's just like, kind of just like, his head's in the clouds or something. Robin tells him that there's 4 guys robbing a store, so they take off. They go inside a hardware store, where there are 4 crooks. Batman and Robin beat the hell out of them, but one sneaks up behind Batman and almost stabs him. But Robin saves Batman. And then Robin chides Batman for forgetting that there are 4 crooks, not 3. I guess you could say the chemistry wasn't there. Okay. Robin is in the Batcave telling Alfred that Batman is acting weird. And they both wonder where Batman is at. Robin's like, well, wherever he is, it must be important. We cut to Batman being a total creep and stalking Susan outside her window. Come on, dude, seriously, he's just outside her window with some binoculars. Come on, people get arrested for that type of thing. A few days later, or the next day, I don't know, Bruce and Susan are on a yacht when Bruce gives Susan white roses and a wedding ring as he proposes marriage to her. In the Batcave, Bruce is telling Tim, Babs, and Alfred, and Dick Grayson that he's going to marry Susan and retire as Batman. He hopes that the Batkids will take up the mantle.
Everything's changed for me these last few weeks. The pain of my parents' deaths, it's still there, but it seems smaller. And there's a new feeling now.
Which would be?
It's a lightness, a sense that things will work out for the best.
It's called happiness.
Whatever it is, I like it. And I know who's responsible for it. I've asked Susan to marry me. She's accepted. She's everything I need. She's perfect.
There's just one problem. That. How are you gonna keep it from her?
I won't have to. I've always assumed that sooner or later the 3 of you would get all this. Well, it's gonna be sooner. I'm not going to be Batman anymore.
It's the day of Bruce's wedding, and we have quite a few cameos, including some which are the first time seeing them in the redesign era. So we have Bunny. We've seen her before. She's that weird-looking Asian girl that has, like, alien eyes that I still don't know if it's racist or not. She's appeared a couple of times. Summer Gleason, who looks completely different from the quick appearance she made last week. So last week she was blonde, she had glasses, and she was really badly drawn. So now she kind of looks like herself again. She's not blonde anymore. She's back to being a redhead. And she lost the glasses. So she looks cool. Jason Blood is there, who you may remember is Etrigan the Demon. And his date is Zatanna. Zatanna the Magician, Bruce Wayne's friend, is Jason Blood's date. So that's cool seeing her there. Bruce's secretary is there. We've seen her before. Black Lady. She's come out in a couple of episodes. And Dr. Leslie Tompkins, making her only appearance in the redesign era. Commissioner Gordon and Mayor Hill are there as well. Lucius Fox gives a toast and everyone cheers for the couple's happiness. Susan mentions that Veronica isn't at the party, and Dick Grayson is getting drunk and being a dick.
I give it a month.
You don't think the marriage will last?
Not that. I'm saying he'll have the costume on again in a month.
I don't think so. He's changed.
Yeah, right.
Anyone can change and settle down, even you.
Don't get your hopes up.
As if.
Probably why he doesn't want you around anymore, Dick. Susan is telling Lucius about their honeymoon being in a yacht along with other newlywed couples. Alfred interrupts because there's an emergency call from Veronica for Bruce. Bruce takes the call and Veronica is crying and freaking out, saying that there's something wrong with her husband. She starts screaming and the call cuts off. Bruce tells Susan that Veronica is in trouble and he needs to go. She tells him she understands and just gives him a kiss and tells him to go help her. Back at Veronica's place, and her husband, Michael, is trying to beat her. Like, seriously, it's pretty unsettling. He's like walking toward her in an aggressive manner. She's screaming, scared, falling over the furniture. She hits him with a lamp and then runs into a room that has lasers to stop anyone at the door. Michael sticks his head through the lasers and they cut his skin open to reveal weird green skin underneath. Her husband then walks through the lasers as they burn off more skin. And then he like heals himself like Deadpool or Wolverine. She screams, and we cut to Bruce arriving at the house. The house explodes in flames, and Bruce runs inside to save Veronica. He finds her inside the room with the lasers, and he uses like a full-length body mirror to deflect the lasers and get inside. He saves her from the burning home. We're at the hospital, and Bruce is with Veronica. Michael shows up, and he pretends he doesn't know what happened. Bruce tells him that the fire was arson, but he hired security to protect Veronica. Bruce leaves and he tells Batgirl and Robin to watch Michael. Michael arrives at a greenhouse and he meets with Poison Ivy. Michael tells Ivy that he tried to kill Veronica and she gets angry and slaps him. He shows her that she got suspicious because of this. He opens up his shirt and he's sprouting leaves from his chest. Ivy says that if this is happening to him, then it's going to happen to all the others soon. Then Ivy literally rips the skin off Michael to reveal that he's some sort of plant creature. So he just looks like a skinnier Killer Croc, actually, like the redesign of Killer Croc. He looks like if Killer Croc was skinnier and mixed with a watermelon. Robin almost pukes because the skin lands right in front of him, but he holds it in. Ivy and Michael leave. Robin and Batgirl come out of hiding, but they get trapped by some of Ivy's plants. Then these giant plants appear and they try to crush them. But Robin gets them free with his grapple. Robin accidentally spills a bunch of chemicals and the plants melt because of them. Batgirl says that they're going to need more of that chemical. We're in the yacht, and all of the newlyweds are talking about how perfect their spouses are.
I was always afraid a relationship would require too much time and too many compromises. But with Susan, it's all been so effortless.
Same with Marie. I feel like I'm the luckiest man in the world every time I look into those great big green eyes of hers.
Christine's eyes are green, too. Never thought I'd find anyone like her. You see, I'm one of those compulsive types. Everything in its place. What woman would put up with that? But Christine got with the program right away.
That's nothing. I hate spending money. Who tolerate that? But Marie squeezes a dime even harder than I do. She's perfect.
Yeah, perfect.
You're awfully quiet, Wayne. Wayne?
This makes Bruce suspicious, and he goes to talk to Susan.
Why are you interrogating me like this?
Too much perfection, and too many green eyes.
What are you talking about?
Let's just say I want to know more about you. Where you came from, your friends, your relatives.
You're just being silly.
You're not leaving this cabin until you tell me. Well?
Bruce is getting a little too wife-beaty for my taste here as he grabs her by the arms, holds her down, and tells her that she's not leaving. As far as I know, or as far as he knows, she's just a regular woman, so the fact, I mean, that's his wife. So him treating her that way, it's a little, I don't know, un-Batman-like, you could say. Susan starts sweating green, and then suddenly sprouts roots from the bottom of her wedding gown. And this looks pretty cool, actually. It reminds me a lot of the alien woman from Mars Attacks, for some reason. So if you've seen the Mars Attacks movie with Tim Burton, there's that alien woman that Martin Short takes to the White House, and she has the big beehive hair, and she has this really tight gown that makes her kind of float as she walks. That's kind of what this reminds me of. So anyways, Susan attacks Bruce, and Bruce figures right away that this is a plan from Poison Ivy. Ivy must have grown her and used her pheromones to get him to fall in love with her. Bruce breaks a lamp, and he stabs her with it to electrify her, and she lets him go. He gets out of the room, and he uses a ladder to lock her inside. So outside, Poison Ivy has arrived, and she's used seaweed to tangle the yacht's propellers and stop the boat. Then she starts villain monologuing for no reason. It's like she's in a James Bond movie and just starts spilling out her entire plan.
What is this? Who are you? What do you want?
No time for fighting. No time for anything, in fact. This ship doesn't have much longer. Relax, relax. You're not going to drown. Well, not all of you, anyway. As I speak, my seaweed's crushing your hull. Soon, the cold seawater will hit your hot boiler and... boom! Now, I know a lot of you are thinking, who's going to take care of my vast industrial complex? The answer is, your mates. I worked long and hard to create them. Perfect mates, and soon, perfect heirs and heiresses. Once they have your fortunes, I'll have your fortunes. Time to disembark.
So long, cheapskate.
Batgirl and Robin arrive on the Batwing, and they give Bruce his Batman costume. Ivy tells all her clones to get on the lifeboat, but they can't find Susan. And for some reason, then she tells them to get back on and go look for her. In one of the best parts of the episodes, the other guests, they're wondering why they're just standing around. They're like, we're not just going to stand around and take this, are we? Then all these like old men and women just start beating the crap out of these plant clones, which is pretty funny. Because the only one that looks like a plant monster is Michael. All the other ones just look like regular people. So you have like old lady just beating the crap out of these young women. These two old men kicking another skinny dude on the ground. It's pretty funny. Michael starts using his plant powers, like he starts sprouting vines and stuff, and he almost kills two old men, but Robin appears, and he sprays him with that chemical from Ivy's hideout. Michael starts to melt in the most disgusting way ever seen in this series. Seriously, he slowly starts melting, like if he's being submerged in the pool of lava, and he is just screaming the entire time. He keeps slowly melting, like all gross and green and bubbly, until all that remains are two eyeballs and a set of teeth. It's really disgusting. Poison Ivy throws Robin overboard as Batman appears. Robin is saved because his poison chemical backpack got caught in a pipe. Ivy sprays Batman with some poison gas or cloud or something, and she is about to kiss him to death when Robin appears. And he smacks the crap out of Ivy with his gun. So he has like this huge metal or aluminum gun that looks kind of like a flamethrower. That's where he's shooting the chemical from. He swings it like a baseball bat and just smacks her right in the face. Knocks her the hell out. The yacht starts to explode at that point. Batman helps the people into the lifeboat. For some reason, Batgirl just left. Like, seriously, she just disappeared. She showed up with Robin, but now she's just gone. I mean, I know the Batwing has autopilot, so why didn't she just set it on autopilot and go help him out? But either way, she's just not there. But anyways, I'm glad that they don't consider killing these plant people murder, because Robin goes on a killing spree, and he starts, like, not just melting, he starts exploding these plant people. One of them, like, even explodes all her plant guts and stuff on him, and he's all covered in green goop. Robin takes off on the lifeboat as Ivy fights Batman. The yacht explodes, and the Batwing flies by with a ladder, which Batman grabs onto. Ivy is on a piece of the boat, begging for her life, asking Batman for help. He swings by, tries to grab her, but she gets swept into the ocean and dies. Seriously, this is the last time we ever see Poison Ivy in this series. Batman is on the ladder, and he watches as the yacht sinks. In the window, he can see Sarah trapped in her room as she slowly drowns. Batman takes his wedding ring off and throws it in the ocean. The end. Alright, let's do some post-show notes. So, the voice of Susan was provided by none other than Linda Hamilton. You may know her as the kick-ass female lead in The Terminator and Terminator 2 Judgment Day. So it figures that if Batman is going to marry anybody, it's going to be someone as badass as Sarah Connor. This is, as I mentioned, the last time we see the last time we see Poison Ivy. But it's also the last time we see a lot of these characters that were at Bruce's wedding. I don't believe we see Leslie Tompkins anymore. I believe this was her only appearance in the redesign era. We definitely don't see Zatanna anymore, although she does appear in the Justice League. Jason Blood, same thing. He makes some Justice League appearances, but not again in this series. Summer Gleason, I don't believe ever shows up again, or Mayor Hill. I think we still might see Gordon, but this is the last appearance of a lot of these characters. So as I mentioned, Poison Ivy's dead. I'm assuming. So in the Batman the Animated Series universe, it lives on in the Justice League. So the Superman cartoon, the Justice League cartoon, they all take place in the same universe. But other than Joker, Clayface, and I believe Mr. Freeze, we never see any of the Batman villains again. So we are just to assume that the other villains are in Arkham, or they actually died when we saw them die on screen. Batman Beyond also continues in this universe, and in that one I believe Mr. Freeze, Bane, Harley Quinn, and Ra's al Ghul are the only villains from this series to make an appearance as old people. But also, this is the universe that made Batgirl get pregnant by Batman and then have a miscarriage. But let's try to forget. No! I'll never let that go! Let's just move on to the Batcave archives.
To the Batmobile. Let's go! Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
Batcave Archives is the part of the show where we rank each episode we have reviewed thus far. This is episode 106. I don't know. It's not the worst. It's not the best. It's a good episode. My only problem with it is that I believe this one should have been a two-parter. The fact that, I get it, Batman was under the spell of the pheromones or whatever. That's why he was acting goofy on the lookout with the crooks. That's why he just proposed to her. Everything was soon. They established that with Veronica being married after only 2 weeks of meeting this guy. But I feel this could have benefited a lot from being a two-part episode. I mean, the first part could have just been him exploring the relationship between him and Susan, getting him to stop being Batman, and everybody trying to deal with it. And then the second part, you solve the mystery of what she's really up to, who's really behind all this. I really think this could have benefited from that. I don't believe we have any two-parters in the redesign era. At least not anymore. We might have had one, I don't remember. I don't think we do. And I really think this one would have benefited a lot from that. So that's my only real gripe with it. The rest of the episode's good. The midway reveal that Poison Ivy's the real villain, it's pretty cool. That these people are plant monsters. Like, the whole story is a decent story. I just think it needed more time to develop. Especially if you're going to have a story of Batman deciding not to be Batman anymore. I think that deserves a bigger thing than like a 5-minute explanation. So that's my gripe with it. So it doesn't belong at the bottom. It's kind of at the lower end. It's not better than a lot of these. Looking around number 80, once again, the theme of love and all that. At number 80, we have Love is a Croc with Killer Croc and Baby Doll. I think that episode is better than this one because it tells a better arc. At 81, we have Old Wounds, which is how we learned where that Batman's an a-hole. Wow, that needed to be told. I still think that's better because that one actually developed the Batman and Dick Grayson characters more. Right under that, at 82, we have Animal Act, and that's the episode where Mad Hatter tries to take over a circus for some reason. That episode's kind of dumb. I do believe this is a better episode than that. You give two parts to Animal Act, and it still wouldn't have solved anything. So, you know what? Our new number 82, Chemistry. Alright, everybody, thank you for listening, and remember, if you have any questions, suggestions, or thoughts on the reviewed episodes, or the show in general, send them to Captain_Marvelous1@yahoo.com. I have been your host, Captain Marvelous, and remember, no matter where you're from, no matter who you are, we are in love.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love and marriage, it's an institute you can't disparage. Ask the local gentry, and they will say it's elementary. Try, try, try to separate them, it's an illusion. Try, 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 and you will only come to this conclusion. Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. Dad was told by mother, you can't have one, you can't have none, you can't have one without the other. Separate them, it's an illusion. Try, 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 and you will only come to this conclusion. Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. Dad was told by mother, you can't have one, you can't have one.